1. Teddy Fay crouched behind the parked car and waited for the man to come out the door. He screwed the silencer onto his gun and checked the sight. He didn't have to. Teddy had designed the gun himself, a silent killing machine that didn't miss. The door creaked open, but it was a woman who emerged, an attractive woman in an evening gown. She came down the steps and walked off down the street. The door opened again. This time it was his quarry, the young man he'd seen in the window above. He came down the front steps, unaware of any danger. Teddy stepped up behind him and placed the muzzle of the silenced gun against his neck. The man froze, young, handsome, clueless. He murmured, "Wait." 3 shots rang out. Teddy's body jackknifed away. A river of crimson gushed from his chest. His gun, unfired, wavered and fell away from his target. He slumped to the pavement, his eyes registering shock and pain. A young woman stepped out of the shadows. She had a gun in her hand. A myriad of emotions registered on her face, from grim resolution to blessed relief, coupled with an overwhelming loss of innocence. She swayed slightly, and the young man enfolded her in his arms.
"Cut!"
Peter Barrington said. After checking with camera and sound, he added,
"And that's a print. Okay, let's get him cleaned up. We're going again."
The crew began resetting the scene. A gopher and a second assistant director helped Teddy to his feet. Peter conferred with his actors.
"Excellent, Tessa. I never get tired of seeing you shoot him."
"Thanks a bunch," Teddy said.
Peter turned to the young man Teddy was going to shoot.
"Brad, wonderful work, but the line is, please, not wait."
Brad Hunter was a movie star. He could argue with the director.
"I just can't see Devon saying, please." "I hear what you're saying, but we still need to see the fear, a split second. That cold, icy panic that surges through your veins as you know this is it. Your fans will still love you. They won't think you a coward. They'll think you're a great actor. Plus, they'll love the character who masters his fear and is brave in the face of death. Trust me on this."
Peter always gave Teddy notes, too, so Brad wouldn't think he was picking on him.
"Nice job," Peter told him, "but I can't help feeling like you're waiting to be shot."
"I am," Teddy said. "If I were doing it, I'd have stepped up and shot him in the head. He wouldn't have had time to say, please."
"Yes, but you're not you. You're Leonard Kirk, a cold-blooded killer and a dangerous man, but not infallible. The type of man who might make a mistake through arrogance. He wants to hear his victims say, please."
Teddy grinned.
"You couldn't just rewrite the script and let me shoot Brad? It might change the plot a little."
Peter Barrington was shooting a scene from his new film, Desperation at Dawn, on location on the streets of L.A. It was a night shoot, which was hard enough to light without all the special effects. If the blood from the blood bags wasn't lit just right, it appeared fake, which of course it was. And the moonlight had to reflect off the cold steel of Teddy's gun. There was a huge difference between an adequate shot and a good shot. Some directors didn't know it. They worked with the actors, and that was it. Peter Barrington was on top of everything. That's why his films were so good. The second AD led Teddy back to the makeup and wardrobe trailer. Part of the second assistant director's job was being in charge of the cast, keeping track of where the actors were at all times and seeing they made it to the set. Actors had a tendency to wander, hence they were escorted even to places they knew well. Teddy sat down at the makeup counter, where a swarm of crew members from props, special effects, makeup, hair, and wardrobe stripped off his shirt and removed the spent squibs and blood bags that provided the shooting effect. Marcia Quickly, the actress who came out of the door before the shooting, was touching up her makeup in the chair next to his. She smiled at Teddy.
"How many times do I